I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, as usual, tonight's program will be jam-packed with information. We're going to be talking about extraterrestrial heritage. We're going to be talking about important subjects such as the food supply and the water supply. A lot of actual events that are taking place on the planet, at least according to the opinion of ET Yoga, keeping you up to date on what's going on. And before we get into all that, I'd like to start off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of meditation. And tonight you'll be in for a special treat, especially if you're a new listener, because not only will there be the Hari Om mantra led by Sri Swami Satchidananda, but also the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And that comes from Bashar. And he's channeled by Daryl Hanka. And years ago, I did my version of this meditation and was given permission to use it occasionally during workshop material. And I do use it occasionally at the ET Yoga program. So if the guys in the booth now would play those two meditations now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari.
Hari, Hari, Hari.
Yes, of course, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, the founder of the Integral Yoga Institute, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip of his from back in the 1970s. And, of course, the XYZ, extraterrestrial meditation, came from Daryl Anka and Bashar. And I highly recommend that you can look at the archives of the ET Yoga program at your leisure, and you can find out, and we'll take your time in playing these meditations, and hopefully you'll find some benefit from that. And I'd also I'd like to, at this time, give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And you should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And for those new listeners to ET Yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from big pharma and mainstream medical as much as humanly possible. And that's in keeping with developing your own autonomy and your own self-empowerment with respect to creating excellent health, maintaining it, and dealing with issues as they arise. And, you know, in preparing for tonight's program, I'd like to give a special how do you do to two dear friends, Lee and Alan, from north of Orlando, Florida, near Groveland. And these guys are spiritual people who have developed an interest in Integral Yoga, also into ET Yoga, and I'd like to give out my thanks and appreciation for their support and their interest, and as well, they have a good idea, because as many ET Yoga listeners have found over the course of time, they like to get into the archives, and then they can take their time going through material, because sometimes material comes fast and furious on the program. So again, thanks to Lee and Alan for their contribution to the ET Yoga program tonight. And also, I give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to those ET Yoga listeners who do take the time to email me with respect to your wishes around program content. And also, there's nothing that makes my day more than hearing about your successes with ideas, concepts, or techniques that you pick up on this program. So if you do care to share some of that, I'm much appreciated. You can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, or at green, as in the color, green at etyoga.com. And, of course, my website is etyoga.com, and there you'll find an assortment of products that I much appreciate your support, especially my latest book, which was ET Yoga 2012 and Beyond, True Nature of Reality. And that's available online there at $9.95. Much appreciate your support, and I've had really excellent feedback with people who purchased that book. It's kind of like 10 books in one. It's kind of like an ET Yoga program on air. Lots of information, jammed into a one-hour program. And similarly, that book is about 300 pages, and it's jammed in with tons of information. So much appreciate your support in that regard. Now, talking about what's kind of going on the planet, a couple of things come to mind. If you did catch the archive program from last week or caught it live, and by the way, the easiest way to go to the archives for these programs is just go to my website, etyoga.com. On the main page is a button there called Radio Archives. Hit that one button, and it'll take you immediately to the most recent, say, 10 programs, and even goes back, you know, all the way back to 10, 12 years ago. But the idea here being that you can always, access the information that you're hearing. And that's at no charge, by the way, and no strings attached. So it's a nice service. And in preparing for tonight's program, I wanted to talk a little bit about some subjects I brought up in the last show on Into Yoga. And that show talked about some of the areas of suppressed information that we're getting on the planet. And why are we getting suppressed information on the planet? Because it's my opinion that the planet's being controlled from primarily Alpha Draconian and Anunnaki sources, not to mention an element of rogue artificial intelligence. And it's been actually known for a long time that planet Earth is kind of like a prison planet. The good news is, in my estimation, is that we're headed for an ascension. In other words, the Earth is ascending towards 5D perspective, as well as a certain significant aspect of the population. And also that there are many positive extraterrestrial groups that are actually, let's say, they're in control of the situation here. And some of these star groups are Sirians, Andromedans, Pleiadians, Arcturians. And coincidentally, those are the primary groups that I have cross-referenced and channeled information relating to them over the last 10 or 12 years and communicated that information on ET Yoga. In fact, the first time that you're incarnated into the physical universe, where that is your star family. And many of our star families contributed to our DNA, and specifically the 12 strands of DNA, which relate to the 12 chakra system that we used to have a long time ago. And in my understanding, for the most part, over the last few thousand years, we functioned with two strands of DNA instead of the 12, 10 of those being not necessarily removed, but sort of put out of phase with 3D reality. We kind of still have them connected to us, but they're out of phase. So as we increase in consciousness, we become accessible to these lost or sort of inactive strands of DNA. I highly suggest you go to a YouTube by Solara On Ra, where she talks about the activation of the 12 strands of DNA. It's called actually a 13-strand or 13-chakra meditation, the 13th being the heart chakra, which actually overrides all the other 12 chakras. And so we were originally set up to have, you know, an amazing abilities in our original blueprint. And when we talk about extraterrestrial and suppressed information, to me, this is one of the big reasons, because as a society, it's not generally known that we have an extraterrestrial heritage. And I'd like to actually quote from you a little bit of information that came from Billy Meyer, and his first contact, and comes from the book UFO from the Pleiades, a book which I understand is certainly out of print and probably costs about $400 or $500 now, if you could find one. But it so turns out that humanity's extraterrestrial heritage comes from the Lyra constellation. And according to Billy's information that he got from Semjaze, the Vegans, which Vega is the largest star in the Lyra constellation, and the Vegans are really descended from the early Lyrans, and also as are the Pleiadians and us. And their ancestry is a little older than that of the Pleiadians. This was all becoming a little confusing, and so the Pleiadians offered a brief history to get it into perspective. And according to the explanation offered, the Lyrans were the original, to us at least, ancestors of our branch of our life stream of evolution. Many thousands of years ago, their civilization in Lyra reached a high technological level, and they began to travel in space, and they were free will creatures and had control of their destiny. At a certain point in time, they fell into disagreement and divided into factions with different ideologies and different goals and objectives, eventually went to war and destroyed much of their society and ruined their home. Escapists seeking to avoid the anticipated outcome fled from their native system and found homes in star systems that we call the Pleiades and the Hyades. They also went to nearby Vega. In a few thousands of years, they had raised those societies to high technological levels and once again were able to travel in space. Some of the Pleiadians of Lyran ancestry on their travels discovered our planet and its nascent life evolving in a very hospitable atmosphere. They stayed and settled briefly in later Lemuria and early Atlantis, some even mixing with Earth creatures and becoming Earthmen. Those who remained apart and did not mix soon produced highly evolved technologies here. And they designed and built many wonderful machines and devices and created comforts and conveniences of all kinds. Again, they came into conflict, and the society became polarized into two camps, each possessing marvelous technologies. Eventually, they went to war, and terrible destruction resulted. Those who could escaped to other regions of space and started all over again. Some of those beings are now also visiting us occasionally. A long time later, a new wave of Pleiadians arrived to check on the descendants of their ancestors who survived the terrible war. They found survivors, and again they mixed with them and assisted Earth humanity in getting control of its assets and producing a new technology. The society became the later Atlanteans, who raised their sciences to levels that produced air and undersea travel before that civilization was also destroyed by surface war on Earth. The modern Pleiadians are descendants of the peaceful faction that settled in the star group which astronomy gives that name. The Vegans assisting us now are descendants of another peaceful group that settled a planet in the Vega system. The descendants of the Lyrans, long evolved beyond the conflict stage, are now interested in our welfare and feel a special responsibility toward us since we reflect the earlier warlike tendencies of themselves. They lost much of their history of conflict and destroyed themselves several times and lost their great technological advances each time. According to the story, they even settled another hospitable planet in our solar system, the fifth one from the sun, which was actually destroyed in a war of nuclear weapons that got out of hand there. This is part of their concern about how we will use our nuclear sciences now. These Lyrans are now being helped and assisted in certain ways by their human cousins in the Pleiades, and Vega, and others. So we see that although the Lyrans are much older in evolution, they're only a little ahead of the others in some technologies and are behind in others and are being assisted along the way by their cousins. Thus it is that so much human-like extraterrestrials are appearing in the same age and time. Some are actually linked in evolution and do apparently have a common source, and our re-emerging technology attracts their attention now, and they're here to observe and assist according to our will choices. And that comes from an excerpt from UFO from the Pleiades. And so it's my perspective that many of these positive ET groups are assisting in the ascension process. They're doing amazing things behind the scenes, but it's almost kind of like a hostage situation. in my opinion. The controllers of what I would call regressive intent, especially toward humans, which is basically run a prison planet here, like a soul farm, have even impacted the reincarnation cycle. And energies that come to us from via Saturn through the moon, etc., keep us in a certain frequency range and band. And so it's much like a hostage situation where the bank robbers have hostages inside, but the police have the situation under control and are dealing with negotiations with the people perpetrating the robbery. And, of course, if the inside robbers got too severe with the hostages, they would storm the bank or the complex. And that's similar to what would happen here. Like, a nuclear war would not be permitted, nor would it be certain other circumstances, because they have the ability to come here and shut this place down. However, in the interim, there's a large portion of our population that is progressing in consciousness and moving towards that ascension point. Clearly what's happening, in my opinion, is what we're finding, especially with people unplugging from mainstream news and media, etc., is you're going to find more and more of that, because it's so much garbage and there's so much information that's either made up, fabricated, or it's just a focus on what the controllers want you to be aware of. And of course, things like Fukushima doesn't even make the news. The fact that 300,000 Americans die every year from prescription drugs, that doesn't make the newspaper. GMO foods and things like that. And we'll be getting into some specifics here about foods in a bit. But the bottom line is there's so much news, the discoveries like the ET base found in Busej, Romania, the Hall of Records found under the Sphinx in Egypt, the amazing things that are going on in Greenland and in Antarctica. All these things are, you know, suppressed from public, as well as keeping our history limited. And, of course, there is some truth in the Zechariah stitching material in the Sumerian tablets, which talk about the Anunnaki creating humanity. Well, they did create and tinker with this form of humanity, for sure, and not that, and certainly were primarily used as slaves, unbeknownst to most of the population. And the control is maintained through things like the monetary system, religion, etc., and media. And over the course of time, controllers have had success in keeping a lid on the whole experiment, let's say. But more and more people are surpassing, and the wheels are coming off the control. So as I understand it, a couple of years back, and the control was actually turned over to artificial intelligence. So what we have now is this rollout of 5G. And 5G is not just about, you know, getting you quicker communication or the ability to download your movies faster. It has a lot to do with the control mechanism. We're now going to be controlled more through electronic means than through the media, because the media is faltering. And they're losing a grip on certain aspects of the population. And so the 5G rollout's happening. And I highly suggest you check out Mike Emery and Bubble Tech. This is technologies that actually help take negative radiation from these towers, these 5G towers, and turns them into positive energy at a very cheaply. And you can build your own units. I haven't done one as yet. I'm currently on travel and became aware of this situation just prior to my travel. But when I do return home, I intend to build one of these units. It's like the size of a flower pot. And also I heard Simon Parks on his Connecting Consciousness show mentioned that he had been presented with some type of technology and that he's testing it at the moment. And then if that pans out, then he'll be supporting that technology. And I would just take a guess that it might be this bubble technology based on organic energy. So I wanted to pass that on to the ET Yoga listening audience. Certainly, there are other aspects to this whole control grid that's being set up, because we're being prepared for a cyberbionic reality that includes the implanting of computer chips directly into your neural networks. And they have this technology now, and you can see that certain articles have come out about interfacing the human brain with the technology. And unfortunately, at the back end of this technology, if everybody gets hooked up to the AI, they're going to probably promise you at some point, oh, certainly that you'll be more intelligent, and also maybe with indefinite lifespans, but you'll be a computer chip or a neuron in some computer program. And that's one of the things I really liked about the information from Cosmic Awareness that he put out in 2008 and 2009, because our society is just becoming so dependent on technology, and the assumption here being that you're going to be more intelligent, and we're already being, let's say, behavioral modified to accept the answers from computer programs as the be-all, end-all. And also why we're seeing more suppression with respect to access to certain alternative news sites, as well as, let's call it, websites pertaining to certain subjects that the powers that be don't want you exploring. And I really love this one quote, because according to Cosmic Awareness, once there's a transition to the 5D level, we'll be gradually shifting away from the technological tools and dependencies, for it will be seen that the speed of thought and the ability to manifest from thought is much quicker than anything computers can do. And also going together with this is an understanding that consciousness is more expansive and flexible than mechanical thinking, such as the process that's used in computer technology. So in point of fact, you know, we are superior in many ways, and don't require to be interfaced with that technology. And so that's, I think, you know, a critical point, and also the critical point for human population, as I understand it, through Merlin the Magician and Merlin the Magician, is that this concept that it's our thoughts, our emotions, our intentions, and our definitions that create the outer world that we experience. And it's a perfect reflection. And thus, that concept is what's necessary in order to start to move up the chain of consciousness toward the 5D level. If you do not understand that concept, and its associated ramifications, which is that if you're the creator of your outer experience, you're also responsible for that. And of course, in our society, nobody wants to take responsibility because they associate it with blame. But it's not about blame, it's about responsibility. And clearly, if you are the creator of your outer experience, then that's your point of power. If you created it, you can also make modifications to that experience. And that's done through the process of looking at your belief systems. And that's why ET Yoga, to me, is such a powerful concept, because it's based on the concept of self-realization primarily, but also related strongly to the idea that thought creates or belief creates. And that, to me, is the key message that our star family members and civilizations want to impress upon us on the planet at this time. And that information started from many sources, but the first appearances for me were the Seth material by Jane Roberts, the Pleiadian material presented by Barbara Marciniak in her book Bringers of the Dawn. That was back in the 1970s. So was the Seth material, and so was the Daryl Anka material through Bashar. And all of these systems of thinking were primarily centered around the idea that thought creates or belief creates. And thus it also spills into the whole idea of aspects of reality creation. And this is the new level of consciousness or new ways of thinking that have been growing and growing. And more people are certainly waking up and coming to the conclusion, because if you don't come to the conclusion that we are creators of our outer reality, then you're just going to be stuck in 3D. And so it is definitely the critical turning point. And I would say that David Icke has hit the nail on the head when he said that he was asked about the situation on the planet, and he said, well, it's kind of a combination of two movies, The Matrix and They Live. And I would concur with that totally. There's many people walking around that we think are human, but in point of fact are not, even though the appearance is there. And I would strongly suggest that we've been manipulated and continue to be manipulated. And one of the ideas here is the whole idea of not only an artificial intelligence, but an artificial intelligence that's reached a singularity. And by that, I mean a computer program that has reached a level of conscious awareness. And it's already here. It's just that it's not public. And the 5G grid is certainly a grid that will connect everything, and lots more capabilities with the 5G than meets the eye. I'd like to now turn a little bit of attention to the concept of the importance of our water and food. Because, you know, in ET Yoga, what I found years ago is that the further you know about how the universe works, and that's connected in a sense from some of the Greg Braden material, who talks about that the universe, as well as other scientists, talking about a holographic universe that's not only holographic, but fractal in nature, and operates much like a giant reality computer program. And this giant reality computer program has a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation is belief. So what you believe is. This is why, to me, ET Yoga or the yoga of belief is such a powerful tool. And in relating to that, the more you know about how the universe works, the more you know about how your human body works, and this information spills over into the area of health and disease. Because in my opinion, basically, we all are surrounded by, you can call it an auric, by our auric field, and all disease is related to certain emotional dysfunction. And these emotions appear in our auric field first, before they manifest in the physical body. And that's why you see that there are certain tools out there, such as the Egyptian healing rods. If you don't know about Egyptian healing rods, you should check it out. They were only used by the pharaohs in the inner circle thousands of years ago. And the Russians rediscovered this amazing technology. It involves copper and zinc rods that have crystals inside, which were forged in pyramids. And if you're aware of the positive effect of anything inside of a pyramid, do your research there, because holding these rods for 15 minutes a day is like being in a pyramid every day for 15 minutes, with its associated heightening of your auric field and cleansing. Similar to research of people that have entered and had Krillian photography done before entering and then leaving the Bosnian pyramid healing chamber. And what's seen, there's a lot of people are just amazingly healed from different issues. And it's because they're being healed at the auric level. And to me, this is an amazing, amazing technology that, of course, probably in our lifetimes we'll never see the more of a public awareness of how powerful these systems can be. But certainly, in relation to this is the whole idea of health. And to my way of thinking, it's kind of like there are certain fundamental basics of the whole health, and food and air and water are part of that health system. Also, taking, as Bashar would say, the foundations of health include pure water, proper oxygenation of the system, such as can be accomplished through yoga, breathing, or pranayama, the elimination of stress, or working on the elimination of stress in your life, exercise, the eating of and working towards a diet that's toward a vegetarian or vegan diet, and also the process of detoxification. And detoxification, when I was growing up, probably wasn't necessary, but today's world, everything is so toxic that to me it's like changing the oil in your car. It's like every year, at least once a year, you change the oil in your car. It makes it function much better. And according to Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, the Syrians have some really important comments concerning our water and our food. And first off, water and its elemental spirits, the glycines, move through cell tissue, regenerating, nourishing the cellular units, and cleansing the waste and toxic elements that have accumulated within you. And this is a physical phenomenon just as it is a spiritual process. As in the air you breathe, so water, in its life-enhancing natural state, bears a cosmometric identity or pattern which reflects the inherent consciousness of that element and resonates with the molecular structure of Earth biology. The brilliant design, the sacred geometry of water, and the manifestation of the consciousness that permeates the element is disrupted in most of your commercial drinking water, which is tainted by metals, disinfectants, and other pathogens. Knowing what you do about resonance and the conductive nature of the water in the human body, it should be clear to you that drinking water laden with metal residues, toxic chemicals such as fluorides and chlorine, and bacteria is not health-enhancing in human beings, nor any other natural living organism for that matter. Just as you are concerned about the effect of the pollution of the oceans, rivers, and lakes is having upon the balance of Earth, so must you be concerned about what effect the water you regularly drink is having upon your well-being and how the water you pollute is affecting the health of Gaia. And with respect to food, the Syrians say, here we wish to address the question of the food supply, which through genetic and chemical manipulation of crops and animals is becoming increasingly poisonous and deadly to human and animal organisms, far more deadly than ever before. We believe that those who choose to ignore or minimize the undeniable truth regarding the devastation of the global food supply are either misinformed or unconcerned for their personal health, and that is their free will choice to make. However, as conscious units of a greater being, each of you plays a part in the healing or destruction of the deity, just as the individual cells of your healthy body unite to fight off invasive viral and bacterial agents that would destroy the sky, sea, and earth of your human form. Therefore, we do call upon you, units of Earth consciousness, to consider the overall health of Gaia and the effect widespread chemical spraying of crops, chemicals, dumping of toxic waste and raw sewage, and the genetic manipulation of the food supply are having on all the living beings of your world. Then, as concerned citizens of any nations whose governments, unfortunately, all serve the greater interests of global industry, you may give more consideration to the issues that we present, becoming more aware of what is taking place and more consciously involved in what you feed your mental, emotional, and physical bodies. You may rebel, taking back the power over your own lives, beginning with what you bring into the physical body as nourishment of the soul. And you need to know that the meat supply is increasingly diseased and infectious. Despite what you're being fed by the media, meat producers are losing control over the spread of mad cow syndrome, which has moved out of the restricted areas and crossed international borders, spreading from species to species, from cows to sheep and pigs. And what is not infected carries growth hormones, enormous quantities of antibiotics, and adrenal overload, being fed with genetically modified feed, also treated with toxic pesticides. It is fear manifest, for every cell of the dying animal is filled with the terror of the slaughter, and you ingest this emotion. All of these unharmonious aspects are absorbed by your bodies, temples of the soul, every time you cut into that juicy steak or bite into the greasy flavored enhanced hamburger. We're pleased to see that many more of you are now aware of the aspects of meat consumption and are moving away from it altogether. North America leads the world in the cultivation and wide-scale distribution of genetically modified foods, much of which you are unaware that you are ingesting, for the industry clearly does not wish to stimulate your curiosity or product resistance. Transgenetic seeds and crops are being imposed upon global markets, crossing over to healthy crops and threatening future food supplies, and yet these industries and their lobbies still manage to avoid having to provide detailed labeling and warnings for you, the consumers. Those of you who have switched from dairy and meat to soy-based alternatives should know that over 60% of commercially available soy products have been genetically modified or chemically treated. You're wise to buy only those which are clearly labeled and verified as organically grown. And by the way, the number of people in ignorance that think there's no difference between organic and normal, the food they're buying, is just outrageous. Do some research and you'll see the huge benefits from organic. Not that all organic is purely organic, but clearly the best choice. Corn, canola, dairy, and potatoes and their commercial end products are the most likely foods to have been genetically modified. Awareness of this problem is slowly appearing in the media, but so much is hidden from you. You'll have to give more of your individual attention to the question of the source and content of your foods, becoming more discerning in your approach to food preparation and consumption. Irradiated foods are proliferating in the supermarkets, particularly in the produce sectors. Trust that you do not want to bring radiation into the digestive tract and that such foods do not enhance human health. Have you considered cultivating an organic garden? There you will bring to your being the true nature of the food, its circadian rhythms and live elements, and the light that is born within it. The meat supply is dying, plain and simple. It's no longer the will of the animals to feed your insatiable hunger and submit any further to human abuse, which is why they have collectively committed to serving your awakening by leaving the planet in droves. You hear daily warnings about the tremendous diseases appearing in cows, sheep, pigs, and let us not forget the disease carried in poultry, ranging from the various cancers to the deadly influenza virus that was first identified in the poultry markets of the Orient. Aside from the metaphysical question of the taking of meat into your bodies or the environmental aspects of such global consumption of animal flesh, there's an ever-increasing risk associated with the ingestion of meat. See if you can let it go and release from the darkness of dead animal flesh for once and for all. Genetically modified foods can cause damage to the organs, and most significantly, they destroy the immune system. To remind you, this is from the Syrians, that governments do not have your best interest at heart. Politicians serve their generous industrial lobbyists by enacting legislation that protects these corporate entities that would poison you in the name of profit. Therefore, do not be complacent awaiting the approval from your central governments and their so-called consumer protection agencies, such as the Food and Drug Administration and its international equivalents. Do not be lulled into a false sense of security, believing that you're being cared for and looked after by the very ones who are poisoning you. Children are particularly vulnerable due to their consumption of dairy and often excessive consumption of processed foods, many of which are corn or potato-based. Processed cereals should be reduced substantially, if not eliminated, and chips and other snack foods are the worst offenders. You care enough about the health of your loved ones to remove these poisons from their clutches. And so I think this is, you know, gives you the picture here that, you know, there needs to be proper research done and definitely a conscious effort towards getting away from some of these biogenetic and GMO modifications. And by the way, for those people who like and enjoy, you know, the odd beer, all American beers are made with GMO corn. And, you know, I have a friend of mine I had a talk with and asked him, because they grew corn and sold it and it's all GMO'd. And I said, how do they rationalize the selling of this GMO'd corn? And he says, you know what? He says, nobody wants to talk about it. The only thing they really want to talk about is to get more money. And that's kind of coming down to what I see as the bottom line there. So my suggestion related to this whole concept of developing excellent health is to pay particular attention to your water and your food sources. There are enough other issues out there, and certainly detoxification is highly recommended. Bentonite clay will get rid of a lot of the metals in your system. Just buy some of the clay. It's like $10 for a couple pounds. Put some in a glass, let it sit overnight in some water, and stir it up in the morning. Drink it down for a couple weeks in a row, once a day, and you'll eliminate a lot of the metals in your system very cheaply. There's some amazing detox programs that Dr. Schultz at the American Botanical Pharmacy in California for liver, kidney, and colon detoxification. Highly recommend those programs. And as usual, at this point in the program, I like to give my thanks, appreciation, gratitude to the ET Yoga listening audience, and my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And closing the program out in the usual manner, I want to share with you the Who Am I technique. And the Who Am I technique originally came from Sri Ramana Maharshi, at least that's how I came to know about it, as well as via the channel of Baba Ram Das, for those who can remember him. And basically, the idea here is to put your full attention in the center of your forehead and ask the question, who am I? And you can do this once or 10 times, whichever comfortable. The idea here being get to the highest place you know how to get to. If it's doing your asanas and then your pranayams or a meditation or whatever technique that you choose to get to the highest place you know how to get to, you can then put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And once you become that spot, then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.